On to story number four, it takes us to New York City in the United States, where this mayor, Bill de Blasio, refusing to endorse a grand jury's decision not to indict a police officer over the choking death of African-American citizen Eric Garner. However, de Blasio has said that he would absolutely cooperate with a federal investigation underway to establish if the police action violated Garner's civil rights. The mayor highlighted the need to retrain police officers in New York in a bid to restore the relationship with the community. De Blasio also strengthened his earlier controversial comments about the risks faced by children of color, including his own son, in their encounters with police when, in fact, police are there to protect them. He said the rift between police and citizens is a fundamental problem that needs to be resolved. Glenn Ford, executive editor of Black Agenda Report, joins us on the phone from New York. Glenn Ford, I think Bill de Blasio spoke his heart when he talked about how his son encounters the police and, of course, the way he gets treated. But overall, he's a prominent figure. His capacity as a mayor, do you think he'll be able to make a difference and have its citizens, at least in New York City, connect with the police?
Well, who knows what's in de Blasio's heart. What's important is what his policies are. And when he had his press conference, he had standing right next to him Bill Bratton. Bill Bratton is famous the world over for his broken windows philosophy of policing. Broken windows says that police should approach and accost and confront folks on the street if there is even a hint of the breach of legality, even on the most minor offenses, and that supposedly will keep a lid on larger crimes. But broken windows philosophy is exactly what led to Eric Garner's death. Eric Garner was suspected of selling loose, untaxed cigarettes, which is a high-priority item when you're doing broken windows policing. So there's Bill de Blasio speaking from his heart about his fears for his black son, but standing right next to him is the policeman whose policies actually put everybody's black sons and daughters in danger on the streets of New York City.
Very well. Thank you very much for that. Glenn Ford, executive editor of Black Agenda Report.